Kara, welcome to History TBD, Cumberland County Historical Society's podcast. This is episode 3, and today you're going to talk to us about Emma McGowan.
Yes, Emma McGowan is probably well known at this point in the sense that part of the Carlisle High School is named for her, and that happened in the early 2000s. But she was very important local woman. She taught in the school district for many years, and when they were renaming parts of the building, her name came up and they voted to name part of the school after her.
And why was she considered as somebody that's noteworthy and as somebody they wanted to name the school after?
She graduated from Carlisle in 1894 and then shortly thereafter in 1896 began to teach in the Lincoln School, which of course was segregated. So she's teaching young African Americans in town. And she teaches in the Lincoln School until about 1901, and she stops teaching when she gets married. And they leave the area for a while. They move around her and her young family. And she moves back into the area around 1917. And she resumes teaching when she comes back, and she gets a temporary teaching certificate until she goes and actually completes, you know, in 2 years, her permanent teaching certificate from the Cumberland Valley State Normal School, what is now known as Shippensburg University. And she teaches at the Lincoln School until that school closes, and they build Wilson, which is different than the Wilson we know today. This was further down on Wilson and North, on the corner there, which is housing now. And she teaches there until she retires in 1943. So she teaches many young African-American children. She never teaches in a school district that's desegregated. The high school quasi-desegregated, but elementary school, middle school still segregated. She lives to see Carlisle School District's full desegregation because she dies in 1966. But never teaches in a desegregated Carlisle, and had a tremendous impact on the lives of those students, had a tremendous impact on the community. Incredibly hardworking, and she, you know, inspired other young minds to go on and become teachers. And so she probably has a lasting legacy. Maybe some of those teachers inspired young students to become teachers. So there's probably a direct line to some people teaching today that were inspired by Emma McGowan.
Do we know a lot about her life while she was living, or do we just have information from her teaching and her records from teaching?
We have bits and we have scrapbooks and things here at the Historical Society relating to her. She is born in Virginia, so her earliest years are not in Cumberland County. She's born about a decade after the Civil War to parents who were enslaved, and a couple of her siblings were also born in the South, but they come up to Cumberland County, to Carlisle, about 1883, looking at birth dates on the census. You can kind of narrow it down a little bit. And she's part of a big family, so she starts working about the age of 9 in different households in town, as well as going to school. So a lot of this was written down at different times and short stories shared, and some descendants of her have also talked about her. So we do know a little bit about her life. Some of the places she lived while she was married, Buffalo and Montreal and then Detroit, not as much as known in some of those places because they weren't necessarily there very long and maybe didn't leave as much of a record. She wasn't teaching when she wasn't here. She did church work. Her husband was a minister. She also, after the divorce, she does divorce her husband for abuse. Finds kind of all sorts of jobs, whether it's laundry. She ends up working at a hospital in the Detroit area as well before, through family support, being able to move back to this area. And her and her family remain very connected. Some of the siblings moved to Detroit because there were greater work opportunities and kind of protected her in Detroit and then helped her get back to Carlisle. While she was teaching, before she got married, she gave most of her paycheck back to her parents and kept a little bit for herself, but she also helped her one sister go to nursing school, and the closest nursing school that accepted African-American students was Philadelphia. And so she supported her, helped support her sister go to school, and then when she was going to get her teaching certificate, her sister was able to return the favor and helped her pay to go to school. And she did. She went to and graduated from Cumberland Valley State Normal School and got that permanent certificate, which would be significant because she also had 4 young children at the time, single mother. So pretty amazing woman.
So if somebody wanted to learn more about her, how would they go about doing that?
They can come and visit the Historical Society Library. We have a McGowan collection with scrapbooks and letters and photographs, not just of her, but of her greater family. Her siblings, her aunts and uncles in some cases, her parents. The house she lived in when she died is still standing, and her parents' house is still standing down Franklin Street toward the area of the public pool, Carlisle Pool, swimming pool. So there are lots of scrapbooks and pictures and letters in this collection. So there's a great deal to learn about her and a better understanding about her to be found within that collection. And definitely worth looking at her as an inspiration that she was.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about McGowan or anything else that's going on in the library right now?
I don't think so. She's just, I mean, the more I, when I sat down to learn more about her, and I'd obviously heard her name, she inspired me, and it was amazing her strength of character and what she was able to overcome, leaving town, leaving her family, being in an abusive relationship. She has 6 children, 2 of them die fairly young, so losing 2 children, being a single mom and working full-time and all of that in a time period where that's not the norm. And just being a community leader. I think she's an amazing woman, and I wish I had had a chance to meet her and talk to her. But I know she and people that had her in class are still around town today, and she obviously, they remember her fondly and the impact that she had on their lives. So I think...
Does the Historical Society have a lot of stories from people who've...
Only a few.
...were taught with her. Okay.
Some of them, there is a journal article about the collection, which can be found on in the GardnerLibrary.org, that Marcus Hodge had her, and there are several other students. So I know there's quotes in some of these articles about former students. The one talks about how there was no indoor plumbing in the school, and so they had to use the outhouse and come in, and she always had a bowl of water in the back and made the kids wash their hands and soap. So they talk about, you know, that cleanliness is good, and so she really enforced rules and doing certain things. So the little things they remember about just everyday life in the classroom and trying to imagine life without indoor plumbing in the school and things that are so normal now that you don't think about, you know, even in the 30s. It might not have been in all the schools. Yeah. A lot of the schools.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. So this is Kara Curtis, who's our Archives and Library Director. Thank you so much.